On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Josh Coop.
And we're starting today by talking about stalking, because it's something that affects around 1 in 6 women and about 1 in 12 men during their lifetime in the UK. But campaigners say not enough's being done to support victims and bring offenders to justice. Nicola's been taking a look at this story for us and has been speaking to a woman who knows just how serious the consequences can be.
It can close a victim's world up. It comes out physically and emotionally to the point where you're scared to do anything.
That's Tricia Burnell, who's daughter Claire was killed by a stalker ex-boyfriend 12 years ago. The 22-year-old from Groombridge was shot as she worked in Harvey Nichols in London. The man who did it used his job there to watch and follow her. Tricia's now set up a charity to help others understand the warning signs.
The police, victims' families need to recognise the pattern of behaviour. Seemingly innocent incidents that conjure up a very sinister picture.
Events are taking place all this week to try and raise awareness. Sam Taylor was stalked for 4 years. She's also decided to speak out.
It's impossible to concentrate, to work, to focus on normal everyday life. All you can think about is when he might turn up, why the police aren't taking it seriously enough, and yeah, it's all consuming.
According to estimates, over 7,000 people would have been stalked in just West Kent last year, but only 17 cases were recorded by police. DCI John Cooper deals with stalking at Kent Police.
We are training our officers, we are raising awareness within our organisation with the criminal justice system, and I would encourage people who think that they're victims of stalking to come forward. We will deal with it sensitively, and we will deal with it positively.
And if you've been affected by that story, we've just tweeted a link to some help and advice. You can find that by searching for KMFM News. Also today, two more people, including a 15-year-old boy, have been arrested on suspicion of murdering a former Royal Navy officer outside his home in Manchester. A total of four people have now been questioned after Mike Samwell was run over by his own car on Sunday morning. A woman's been taken to hospital after being attacked in her own home in Canterbury. Police were called to reports of a burglary in Wincheap at around 7:30 this morning. The victims suffered facial injuries. So far, no arrests have been made.
KMFM News.
It's claimed this lunchtime most children think social media sites aren't doing enough to stop them seeing harmful content online. The NSPCC says 4 in 5 reckon more needs to be done to protect them from things like self-harm, explicit content and bullying. Emma, whose name we've changed to protect her identity, has suffered anti-Semitic abuse in the past. She agrees that more needs to be done to help young people.
I've just seen, like, online, so the meme pitch. There have been ones joking about the Holocaust, there have been some about like burning Jews and that kind of thing, and just making a joke, and it's not very nice to see.
A second man's been charged in connection with a robbery at a convenience store in Ashford. It happened at one stop in Beaver Lane last week when hundreds of pounds were stolen by two masked men. A 35-year-old homeless man has been remanded in custody and will appear in court next month. And campaigners concerned about plans for a so-called mega prison in Medway are due to hold a meeting tonight. It's after the Justice Secretary announced plans to close the site in Rochester for a major rebuild. Kelly Tolhurst is the area's MP. She understands people might be anxious, but says it's about making sure our prisons are fit for purpose.
It's right that the old estate is given a refurbishment or a new build, because we do need to bring our state to the 21st century. And fundamentally, it's about providing the right facilities for prison officers to do their job well.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Joe's got this afternoon's sports news now.
Starting with tennis, and Maria Sharapova's being dismissed as a cheater by a former Wimbledon finalist after the Russian made a winning comeback from a 15-month drug ban. Eugene Bouchard says Sharapova shouldn't have been allowed to return to the sport as she competes at the Stuttgart Open. Sharapova says she took Meldonium for health reasons.
I can't control what people say, and I never have. The only thing I can control is what I do out there, and what I've, and those are my words. I've always preferred to walk the walk.
And in cricket, Kent are in action in the opening one-day cup game of the season. They're taking on Hampshire at Canterbury following back-to-back wins in their first three championship games. A short time ago, the hosts were 158 for 3 in their first innings.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.